Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah,
I'm on my own. Stranded, you gotta leave me alone. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis, my co-host is Greg Kot, and we love to dive deep into our musical archives, giving you a song we can't live without. We have so many of them, we will never be done with this, Greg, until we're both 130. We call this the Desert Island Jukebox. We pop a quarter in. We play you a song we can't live without for today. It's your turn, Greg. Can you give us a little hint of what you got?
I can, Jim. I'm going to pay tribute to a couple of robots who just retired from the music business and one of their key collaborators.
Oh, I know. I can't wait. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. Every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know when you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, Lemonade Shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Welcome back to Sound Opinions. Greg, tell us about these robots and their collaborator that you're going to put in the Desert Island Jukebox.
Well, the French duo, Daft Punk, to no one's surprise, announced their retirement. I mean, some people were probably surprised, but it had been quite a while since their last record.
Well, the meme I've seen going around, and yeah, I love this one, is I haven't done anything for 8 years. Gee, I think I'll retire.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, and they went out on a huge note. 2013, Random Access Memories, one of the biggest records of the decade.
Yeah.
Won all sorts of awards, sold millions of copies. That's not a bad way to end your career. Daft Punk, I like them quite a bit. I think they did some very good music, building off of the past innovations of other artists. In a lot of ways, I saw them as a tribute band to Detroit techno and Chicago house music. I
mean, with Kraftwerk and Gary Newman and a few other things.
I remember seeing them do club shows in New York in the 90s, and I'm going, I've heard this music before.
Yeah.
Probably better. But, I mean, it was a loving homage. They were very upfront about where they were getting this stuff from what was inspiring them.
It wasn't like they were in it for stardom. They hid behind the helmets.
Well, they had the robot mask. And I got to tell you, their Lollapalooza performance 2007 with the pyramid, It was quite a show. I mean, yeah. It was a spectacle and a half, and I was glad to have been there as part of it. But one thing that they always strived for in their music, and I think this is what I like about them most of all, is that they always acknowledge their forebears. There was a 2005 studio album they called Human After All, and it was the whole idea of behind this technology, there are human beings that made it possible. And I think what they were looking for in their final album, Random Access Memories, was sort of an idea that the humanity was so great in the 70s and 80s and 90s before the technology started to take over a lot of club music, in their impression of it. And they wanted to pay tribute to that era, that pre-high-tech era of club music. So they went back and explicitly sought out the people who made the music that inspired them in the first place. And among the people they picked out was Nile Rodgers. Mm-hmm. They'd been friends with him for many years. Nile was a fan. They were a bigger fan of him because without Chic, you have no club music in America, right? Yeah. Or around the world, for that matter.
Some of the best dance music ever made.
So Nile and his partner Bernard Edwards, and then Edwards died, and Nile continued to not only run Chic, but produce countless recordings by major artists, you know, as well as being a songwriter and a great guitar player. And they brought him in to serve as sort of an inspiration, a muse on, mm-hmm. on this record. And he ended up playing guitar on three songs and basically transformed those songs.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's like, okay, wait a minute. Everything we've just done, it's like Nile would come in there and request, okay, just give me the drums on that track. Take away all the stuff you've done. Mm-hmm. Just give me the drums. I'm going to play some rhythm guitar for you. And they go, oh my God, that's so good. Let's redo everything yeah. around that guitar.
Yeah.
Because the guitar became the center of these songs. And Nile was just, his touch and his feel for that guitar was so distinctive that they realized this is what we've been searching for all along, the real thing. Here's Nile Rodgers. So when you think about a song like Get Lucky, which was, you know, I remember seeing rock bands playing bad covers of that.
It was everywhere. If you the summer that came out, if you didn't hear it 15 times a week, then you hadn't left your house.
And maybe it's overplayed. And I would. And there was a time where I needed my Get Lucky break. I just couldn't listen to it anymore. Well, I put it on again because when they quit, I said, "Okay, I'm just going to play some of their stuff and you know just kind of walk down memory lane." And I played it, I go, you know, this is a really great song, and it's because of Nile Rodgers. I mean, his Pharrell Williams vocal, I like that too, but Nile makes the track. And to me, okay, I'm going to pay tribute to Daft Punk, but I'm going to play double tribute to Nile Rodgers. What a career this guy has had and continues to have. He hasn't retired, unlike Daft Punk.
Oh, he's amazing.
And we should celebrate him while he's here. Nile Rodgers with Daft Punk on Get Lucky on Sound Opinions.
Like the legend of the phoenix, huh. All ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
To get lucky, we're up all night to get lucky.
Nile Rodgers with Daft Punk, Get Lucky. You know, the other great meme that's going on since Daft Punk announced their retirement is two random guys, right, without the helmets, and say, now we know what Daft Punk looks like. Right. I've seen the Blues Brothers.
I've seen Steely Dan.
I've seen two of the Three Stooges. It's time, Greg. It's time. It's finally time. I have to tell you, Greg, for you and me to admit we were Daft Punk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I usually wear a pillow suit so that I appear fatter than I actually am.
And I'm French in my dreams, so, you know, there you go.
We wouldn't have to worry about getting support from our Patreons for Sound Opinions if we were Daft Punk. But we appreciate the people who keep the show going. Thank you for supporting us on Patreon. And if you would like to sponsor Sound Opinions, you can send an email to sponsor@soundopinions.org.